Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 8 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, in the things which we are saying, the main point is this. We have such a high priest who sat down on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a servant of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest who is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, therefore it is necessary that this high priest also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest after at all, seeing there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things, even as Moses was warned by God when he was able to make the tabernacle. For he said, "See, you shall make everything according to the pattern that was shown to you on the mountain," Exodus 25:40. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, by so much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which on better promises has been given as law. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second. For finding fault with him, he said, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers, in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, for they didn't continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind. I will also write them on their heart. I will be their God, and they will be my people. They will not teach every man his fellow citizen and every man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for all will know me, from their least to their greatest, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. I will remember their sins and lawless deeds no more." From Jeremiah 31:31-34. In that, he says, a new covenant. He has made the first old. But that which is becoming old and grows aged is near to vanishing away. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is really rich and beautiful, talking about the old covenant and the new covenant. The old covenant was a shadow or a vapor or an indication or a mirror of what was really happening in the heavens when Moses made the tabernacle and when Solomon built the temple and when the other temple was built. These were based on a heavenly law court, a heavenly temple. And that's where the reality is. And Jesus, you're the one who made the final once and for all sacrifice so that this temple is now in the heavens and you now live, as I prayed yesterday, to ever intercede for us. There is a new covenant. No longer are we going to be wondering who you are, Lord, but now we do know who you are because of your Spirit within us. The sign of this new covenant is the Holy Spirit. And the old covenant was there. It was a tutor to train us to realize that we couldn't do this on our own. It was a shadow of what could be, but we could never make it happen because of our sinful nature. And so, Lord, we thank you so much for your sacrifice, that you were a sinless offering of atonement. You are a sinless lamb who was slaughtered for us once and for all. And you were delivered up for the saints, and you created this new heavens and new earth that is coming. And we're so looking forward to that time when there will be no more tears and no more crying, no more death, no more pain, no more anguish. And Lord, I am tired of all those things. My heart is weary from all those things. And I pray for my friends today that whose hearts are weary from pain, grief, death, worry, anxiety, all these things, Lord. Help us to know that in this new covenant, we are not forsaken. We are never left alone. We are loved, we are wanted, and we are adopted into a brand new family. And for me, who feels sometimes bereft of family, at least a family of origin and all the pain associated with that, knowing that I'm a part of a new family and of the family of God has been such a blessing to me, Lord. So I pray for my friends who also feel that way, that they don't have a family. I pray you would surround them with the actual family of God, the church, the new people, the new creation, and may they be the hands and feet of Jesus to them this week, especially as they struggle. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you and just thankful for all that you, how many times you've listened to this show. Maybe this is your first time, so welcome. If you want to let me know any testimonies about the show or some feedback, you can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know. I love hearing that, and I often share it with William and with Kristen so they can be encouraged as well.